as you may have heard on the bulletin, Gareth Southgate has stepped down as England football manager, saying it's time for a new chapter for the national team. The Euro 2024 runners-up will now have a different face in the dugout for the Nations League clash with Ireland in September at the Aviva Stadium. Let's get more now from Miguel Delaney, who's chief football writer with The Independent. Miguel, thanks for being with us. After Sunday night's defeat, was there a sense that this was inevitable?
Yeah, it was. I think it was even struck with us. I mean, Southgate, the one thing you could always say above anything else is that he's a gentleman and very polite. And throughout the tournament, throughout all of his tournaments, in fact, he would always give us an extra media briefing outside of his official press conference that he didn't have to. This is the kind of the traditional newspapers. And on Sunday, he just walked straight. He basically walked straight by us without saying anything. And the feeling was obviously straight away that he basically didn't want to speak on a decision that he'd already made, because he wanted to obviously tell people in private first. Now, it's interesting how it went as well, because I think in the lead up to the final, we'd been thinking before the tournament that this was going to be his last, but that a good campaign might change it. In the build up to the final, apparently, it had gone back to 50-50 over whether he might stay, which is the same in Qatar. But by the time the final happened, like, one thing he'd always been conscious of was outstaying his welcome, the noise around the team. He was also very acutely aware of how he split public opinion in England, which I suppose is quite remarkable in a sense. It started to affect the team. So yeah, by the time it came to the reaction to Sunday, and I think how Sunday went as well, it was clear in his head. So the decision's actually come much quicker than we expected. Even he told us on Friday, when we sat down with him, that he would take a few days to decide after the final, and it wouldn't be that long. And of course, he's basically announced it less than 48 hours afterwards.
At least, unlike some of his predecessors, he was never, I think, portrayed as a vegetable on the back or front pages of a newspaper. Who's in line to replace him?
So at the moment, there's five leading names. I suppose it maybe sums up about where kind of English coaching is in that sense, that the FA are going for someone that understands the culture around the national team rather than a nationality. So that means it doesn't necessarily have to be an English person, and it won't be just a big name in the way they've gone for in the past, like with Fabio Capello, who evidently didn't basically have, I suppose, these kind of appreciations of the job that did elevate Southgate. So the five names I've been told for the moment are Eddie Howe, the current Newcastle manager and the only one in a job that isn't linked to the FA, Graham Potter, who's out of a job, previous Chelsea manager, Mauricio Pochettino, the former Tottenham manager who supplied a lot of players to the English team, Thomas Tuchel, but I think he has much less of a chance, and Lee Carsley, who of course turned down the Irish job in the last year, but is currently the England under 21 manager. There is a possibility of an outsider, but for the moment I'd be surprised if it isn't one of those five names, really four of those names, because I think Tuchel has the least chance.
Gosh, wouldn't Lee Carsley be an interesting appointment? Miguel, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon. It's 1:30. We'll be back in a moment.